escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Roll Boston as we get ready for D.C. Grant Paulson, 106.7, the Fan in D.C., as the connection between the Commanders and Niners continues. Debo plays for the Commanders. Brian Robinson Jr. is on his way to the Bay. So we'll talk all that out coming up in just a few. And then don't forget, Valks tonight at 7 against the Phoenix Mercury. The game is right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app.
It's going to be really, really weird to watch Debo Samuel in a regular season game wearing a different jersey.
I agree.
It's going to be so weird.
There's certain players, right? Certain players more so than others that when you see them in a different jersey, and this may even go for not guys who have left your hometown team, just certain guys. You're like, oof. You know what I mean?
It also was weird seeing Debo wear number one last year. I didn't like it. Maybe it was because the season was just so bad anyway. But
I didn't like it because he had branded himself around the number 19
problems.
19 problems was his handle.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden he was one.
What
and
number
I was
is he
like,
wearing in Washington?
Kind of appropriate. Like
you wearing one again?
You used to be 19 problems. Now you're only one.
Yeah, he's wearing one in Washington.
He is okay. Yeah. And Ricky is wearing that now for the Niners. Right?
Looks good on Ricky.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. I don't know why. It looks
14 last year?
Number one.
Is that what he wore last year?
I think so.
14? You know me in
Brock's
numbers.
Brock's 13. I think Ricky was 14. I'll check for
you. Or did he wear 93? I don't know.
It was definitely a teen,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
I want to say Ricky was wearing 14 last year.
Yes, 14.
Okay. They've erased
look
the four.
Look at you go.
Look at me go. Okay. Very, very impressive. But anyway, yeah. I just kind of circling back as we get ready for Grant. I think that this is a wonderful deal and messaging behind it as well. I think two trades this week tell you that the 49ers, and whether you believe them or not, that's fine. I do not believe that the 49ers, from an emotional and mental standpoint, are thinking to themselves, yeah, this is just kind of this is an evaluation year. Let's get the rookies up to speed, and then let's see if we can rebuild and go after it down the road. That might be the way it plays out, but I don't think that that's what the Niners are thinking. There's too much of an opportunity sitting right here in front of them. You're not, my prediction, you ain't getting a fourth-place schedule again.
You better not.
You probably will not get that. I mean, obviously, major players can get hurt. But I would argue the scenario where Brock Purdy is your quarterback and you come in fourth place is not going to exist for a number of years in San Francisco. You better take advantage of it.
It's interesting, and the Niners are in a very unique situation, but how often does a team sign a young quarterback to a massive extension, and then the conversation is, well, they're rebuilding? Like, normally, if you sign a quarterback to that gigantic of a deal, it's like, all right, that team is here, and they're here to stay. And I guess maybe that's just how a lot of people across the country feel about Brock, and they don't think he's worth the money or whatever. But, like, usually, you sign a deal like that, you give that deal to your quarterback, it's like, all right, that team's going to be in it for years to come now.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't really been the way a lot of people have talked about them this offseason.
I think more people, this is actually an interesting conversation. Do y'all think that Brock Purdy got signed because the Niners had to or because the Niners wanted to?
They wanted to, but they also had to. I mean, there's both.
You just Steve Kerr'd me. You
I
know
hesitated.
That, right? No,
yeah,
you didn't just hesitate. There was a tone there, right? When you, it wasn't they wanted to. They wanted to.
Yeah.
I do, but
they also had to.
Yeah. Do you think Jonathan Kuminga could be a really good player in this league?
I do, but.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't deny that they had to. They didn't have any other option.
Well, okay.
They like him, and they want him to be their quarterback for a long time, but you are kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't, to a certain degree.
I'll agree with you to the extent that it was like, yes, the other option is awful, but I like to think, and maybe this is my overly optimistic brain, I like to think you always have options. You always have options.
What was their other option?
Always. Start over if you want.
Mac Jones, starting quarterback?
I mean, again, like, it sounds ridiculous, but people have done things like this. You do sometimes. If you truly believe that your quarterback is a C+, it's not crazy to move on.
The Niners don't think that he's a C+.
Exactly.
Yes.
But a lot of people do.
Yes.
And that's why they think the Niners were stuck. I don't see it that way. I think the Niners are excited to pay Brock Purdy. I think they're excited. I think they have someone that they can win all the games with. I don't know if it'll happen, but I believe that they think that they can get anywhere they want to go when things work out with Brock Purdy. Therefore, you are excited to pay that quarterback and feel like you will be in most, if not all, seasons in some sort of a hunt as long as he is there and still young and functioning.
Yeah.
I think that's how they feel.
I would feel.
There's just so much tone coming off of you right now.
I would feel a whole lot different if the contract they signed him to was like Dak Prescott as opposed to what it ultimately turned out to be, which was still a ton of money, but like not near the very, very top of the list in terms of quarterback money. Like, they still paid him a ton.
Right.
But it's not as if he's the highest paid quarterback of all time.
No, they didn't break.
Which is a different conversation.
Right. But I mean, like, I don't know. My mind goes right now to what the Raiders did with Derek Carr. You know, Derek Carr, and I don't know if that's a fair characterization, C+, B-, I don't know. But they got to a point, he wasn't old. They didn't have another answer.
Yeah.
But they did it. They did it. And I love the way, you know, Shanahan earlier this week when he was talking about Trey Lance, who's in town, by the way. Right, when he was talking about Trey Lance, did you hear? Nobody focused on this, but he said it twice. And we can go back to the sound, actually, in a little bit. But he twice stated that from a strategic standpoint, we decided we were going to have a rookie quarterback. So before they decided who it was going to be,
yeah,
Mac, Trey, whatever, they were like, this was a strategic decision from a financial perspective that we were going to play with a rookie quarterback. And teams make that decision sometimes. And if the Niners felt like it would be better to reboot and go with a cheap quarterback, you could have done that. You could have done that. We'll get back to that. But let's get out to the River Islands guest line. We've been looking forward to talking to Grant Paulson of 106.7 The Fan in D.C. with all the action between the Commanders and Niners, culminating in Brian Robinson Jr. being traded to the Niners today for a 6th-round pick. Good afternoon / evening, Grant. Thanks for coming on. How are you?
Fellas, my pleasure. Yeah, when I hear that the Commanders made a trade, I often wonder, well, what did they get and what did the 49ers give them?
Right. Yeah, we got a little pipeline going here, don't we?
As the Adam Peters pipeline is strong. Yep. I guess it even started before that with the Chase Young deal predating Adam Peters. But, yeah, it seems like these two teams don't mind hooking up.
You could go back to Trent Williams if you wanted to, actually, as well. Yes, they've gotten together a number of times. Today is no different. So tell us what brought the Commanders to want to move on from Robinson and who the Niners are getting.
We don't talk about the Trent Williams trade, just so you guys know. We don't put that one on the list.
Fair enough.
Look, the Brian Robinson trade was frankly, a deal that I think makes sense from both perspectives. Washington was going to release the player if they couldn't trade him. And the idea that they got a sixth-round pick is being viewed as a significant win today in town. It also tells me that there was a market. And I was told that there were multiple teams that were interested in him. I don't know how many reached out, but we have heard from national reports that the Saints and Browns are among the teams that have been calling on running backs. I think it would make sense if the Dolphins were also curious with what's going on with Devin Achane. So by giving up a six, it tells you that the 49ers probably felt like there's a good chance other teams, perhaps in front of them in the waiver wire claiming process, would have had their chance at Robinson, and they wanted an additive insurance policy, right? But Robinson himself, the story is pretty fascinating here. He had just fallen out of favor. He was not this regime's guy. He was drafted by the previous regime. They inherited him last year. He was their first and second down rusher with Austin Eckler on third downs and pass catching situations. And there were multiple times throughout the year, I think, where, you know, they would continue to try to shape a role that worked for him. He wasn't a great fit for Cliff Kingsbury. He's a fine player. He is a hard runner. He's a thumper. He's an effective goal line carrier. And I think he's a guy that can have success in the league in the right situation. But he's a singles hitter in a league where you need doubles and extra base hits if you're going to be a primary option. And he just wasn't going to be their number one guy anymore. And when that was the case, it felt like both on their front and certainly from Robinson's, I don't know how much interest they had in working together if he was going to be standing on the sideline a whole bunch.
It's interesting. Grant, I wonder if he's still a quality back. I know maybe the fit there in Washington wasn't great, but it's not as if this guy is a scrub and doesn't deserve to be on an NFL roster. So do you think it's just specifically fit and maybe what the coaching staff wants out of their running backs as opposed to this guy not being a quality back anymore? Because, I mean, he's been the lead back for all 3 years that he's been in the NFL, and you guys, and the Commanders, were going to cut him. That seems kind of difficult to believe for me.
Yeah, so it's twofold, right? I think to start, the role for him would be to be a secondary option in short yardage, you know, and one situations, goal line scenarios. I think if he's a guy getting 200 carries in a season, everything around him has to be really good for that to turn into 1,000 yards. Like, this is not a guy that's going to average 5 yards per carry. He's not a guy that has great vision, in my opinion, or makes people miss. He's a thumper. If you look at some of the deep analytics, and Washington's gone much deeper into data, thank God, with this new front office and with some of the research and development that they've, you know, built out in office with. If you look at just like DVOA for last season on their roster, of their four running backs, he was distantly fourth. You know, basically it was like 32%, 27%, 15% with their three guys, and then Robinson was minus 4%. If you look at like rushing yards over expected, right? What's blocked and what do you get? You know, he was a guy in the league that was routinely not in the top 20 or 25. In fact, since he came into the league, he ranks 89th, I believe it is, in percentage of carries that turned into 10 or more yards. Now, that's not a stat that's just about him, right? I don't want to suggest that it is. It's not like they've been a dominant run blocking team. Some of that is scheme and what you're trying to accomplish, but he hits singles. There is not a home run in the bat. And occasionally he could run into a double if everything's blocked up well, but they wanted explosiveness. They wanted some twitch at the second level. They wanted some make you miss in the open field. And that's not him. And I don't know that they would have drafted like his skill set in a world where they were taking, you know, a back in his draft. But the bottom line is when you're not their guy, when they take a guy in the seventh round, they had like a fourth round grade on, and they have another player a lot like him who's cheaper and younger, and Chris Rodriguez. He was just the odd man out. And I don't know, again, there's, if you sign a guy like Brian Robinson and bring him in, and that player knows when they're coming in, like their role is going to be minimal, it's probably not a problem. But when you go to a guy for 3 years who's done nothing wrong necessarily, and you say, hey, now you're going to stand around a bunch, and there might be weeks where you're not active, that just wasn't going to go over well. And I get the sense that that's how we got to a point where Dan Quinn's addressing the team to say he's not with us anymore the day before a preseason game last week.
Grant Paulson, 106.7 The Fan in D.C. is with us here on Willard and Dibs. Grandy in for Dibs on 95.7 The Game. So, Grant, how does it grab you from a strategic standpoint, the idea of Christian McCaffrey and Brian Robinson in a backfield together and what that, the problems that that would present to a defense?
Oh, I like it. I like the pairing. I like the tandem. First of all, a running back in the Shanahan scheme grabs me pretty well. Like, I don't care who it is or, you know, what the name is necessarily. I covered Mike for 4 years here when he was in Washington with Kyle as the offensive coordinator and play caller, the zone blocking scheme for years. Generally, they get the best out of backs. If you would have told me, you know, a couple days ago that Kyle would be ultra interested in Brian Robinson, I would have been a little surprised because I don't think of him as, like, just like your prototypical zone rusher. But I will say, like, if I remember correctly, didn't Kyle draft or wasn't he involved in, like, putting Carlos Hyde over for a little while? I think it's kind of that type of back, so maybe he would factor that into, you know, the type of running back that he likes. But I just think if you pair him with McCaffrey, I think you get a really nice 1-2 punch. And I think Robinson spelling him brings a completely different element, a powerful punch that he can pack. Again, I think in short yardage, I don't know how they've done in terms of having a sledgehammer to pick up those short yardage critical downs and distances, but I think he can do that. And I also think on the goal line, not that they need that with McCaffrey's abilities, but I think he can really help them. The way I view it more so than that, though, is I think he's just insurance. Like, if something's going to or will happen to McCaffrey, I think he's part of a committee that would help replace him. And I don't know that you're going to get somebody much better than him that gets released in the next several days, when you look at his track record. Again, here, people were down on him just because he doesn't allow for explosives or big plays. But there's certainly a role for a guy like this in the league, and a sixth-round pick makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, I agree. And as a backup running back, it makes a lot of sense as well. I'm curious now what this means for the Commanders' backfield, and I know we got a lot of listeners who are probably getting ready to do fantasy drafts, and this becomes a big question around the league. I mean, you mentioned Austin Eckler, and for those of us that watched the Monday night preseason game, we saw Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt have a nice game. How do you think the Washington backfield is going to turn out now without Brian Robinson?
You misspoke. You meant Walter Payton when you said Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt,
yeah,
right?
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, people are so steamed up for Bill, as they call him, Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt. Like, the hype train has left the station in a big way. I guess I'm part of the problem. I was out there at training camp and was blown away and really impressed. Because you just don't expect a seventh-round pick to be the best back in camp. And he was. And so I think he's going to heavily factor into the first and second down workload as the year goes on, but it's not like it's going to be him solely right away. I'd be very surprised. Chris Rodriguez, who I mentioned, is a power back. He's Robinson-like with a little more speed, in my opinion. He was the guy that ripped off a 40-yard run you may have seen on national TV on Monday Night Football and got the first carry of the game kind of post-Robinson. He's going to be in the mix, especially down around the goal line. So that's a guy that was worth snagging late in the fantasy draft as well. I don't think they're going to have a built-in one and two on the depth chart, right? I think Eckler's the one guy that has the obvious carved-out role, third downs, pass-catching situations, two-minute, four-minute offense, end of halves. He'll be out there. He'll occasionally get work first and second, but they're trying to avoid as much of that as they can to just keep him healthy and on the field. Durability issues at his age, concussion problems last year. So Merritt, when it is called for, when the best situation in the matchup against the defense is some burst, some speed, is probably the guy. If they need someone to be a bit of a battering ram, I think Rodriguez probably is the guy. I don't know if it's going to be an ideal fantasy situation unless one of those guys really gets hot. But I guess if I was to just say, long-winded answer, you know, one of them ends up being a fantasy stalwart, Krosky-Merritt has a better chance than Rodriguez, who's several years into the league and feels more like a change-of-pace thumper.
Grant, this sounds like a Bill Belichick fantasy nightmare. That's what it sounds like, actually.
Yeah, I don't know if Dan Quinn is worried about my fantasy team with how he's going to operate this. I don't know if he's going to go full Belichick, but, you know, it's almost to me like we talk about this in baseball. Like, if you have two first basemen, or in hockey you have two goalies, you don't have one. Like, I think if they had a guy they really liked, then they would just plug that player in on first and second. He'd get the 150 carries Robinson got last year or whatever. They're still learning Krosky-Merritt. They have no idea what to expect. He's worked very limitedly in the preseason and has never played a game, obviously, as a rookie seventh rounder who played one college game last year. It's not like there's a lot of tape. So they're going to find this out as they go. I just don't know that they have their answer yet.
We're talking with Grant Paulson in D.C., 106.7 The Fan. Also, if you're waiting for the keyword for the big fantasy draft at Splash at Thrive City next Tuesday, we'll have it in the next 5 minutes. Stay right where you are. Stay tuned. We will unveil the word. Hey, Grant, how's Debo look?
Fast. He actually looks productive. This has been an ultra-impressive camp, I'll be honest. I was skeptical, might be strong, but curious, I'll say, coming out of minicamp especially. But I think he probably was their camp MVP or one of them. What they did was interesting. They didn't have him on the field for nearly as many reps as I would have expected with the ones, but they would get him out there, they'd get him work. So if he was out there for four or five snaps, he would get two or three targets and a carry or something, and then he'd be back on the sideline. So they seemed to get a lot work with a little bit of time he was on the grass. But I don't know if you guys saw his one carry of the preseason was the first play of their dress rehearsal against the Bengals. Elk cut up the field on an end-around jet action, ripped off 19. He looked like Debo of a couple years ago. Look, we got to see it. He's got to stay healthy. He's got to stay in shape, all of those things that were knocks coming over. But I don't think he could have had a camp that would have me feeling better than what I saw out in Ashburn over the last few weeks at practice.
Well, and what's happening with his counterpart? How's the McLaurin thing going to get figured out?
I just think at some point, guys, he's got to show up and play football. I mean, I don't know what the other options are. Look, he has no real leverage. I mean, if they really want to, they could franchise tag him next year at about $29 million and have him under contract for 2 years and around $50 million. That's within their rights and prerogative. So he can continue to hold out and not show if he wants to do that. But there's no real precedent other than Le'Veon Bell in recent NFL history under this CBA of a guy sitting out an extensive part of a season. And that essentially killed Le'Veon Bell's career. I mean, he was never the same. That's the end for me, is that he shows up, tail between his legs, and plays football. The question is, can they get a deal done in the meantime? And while there's a small chance of that, I would say it dwindles, you know, by the day. It's just amazing that we're here, because I know you guys are cross-country out of market, but I mean, I have not been around a more professional, like team first, leader of men type player, maybe in any sport as a media member, and certainly around here during this horrific era of non-winning. So for him to be the fly in the ointment of an otherwise pretty harmonious preseason process is just stunning.
Wow. Wow. Really interesting stuff. Hey, Grant, I know you just finished your show. Thank you so much for hopping right on ours.
Yeah, my pleasure. No worries at all, guys. We got our fantasy draft next week as well, so good luck.
Okay, yes. Good luck to you as well, Grant. Thank you very much.
See ya.
All right, Grant Paulson. Yeah, 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C.
Interesting.
Debo looks fast.
He's been the star of camp.
Yeah.
Camp MVP.
I like these quick-hitting answers these guys are giving us from other camps. How's Debo look? Fast. What do you think of Sky Moore?
Can't catch.
Can't catch. Right. Those are good descriptions. And they're very, very efficient.
Speaking of fantasy football, you got something, don't you?
95.7 The Game and Splash at Thrive City are giving you a chance to host your fantasy draft party in a private room for you and up to 14 guests. Not so private that Willie and Dibby won't be let in. We're going to come in there and mess with you for sure. But they are going to hook you up with food, a dedicated server. The Wi-Fi is taken care of. Your draft party is going to be awesome at Splash at Thrive City next Tuesday, August 26th. All you need to do, or your fifth chance, is to text today's keyword to 20357.
Simple.
Text this word to 20357, and you will be entered for today. And today's word is party. The word is party.
That's a Friday word if I've ever heard one.
And I told you, we're getting real good at it at 95.7 The Game. Party. Text the word party to 20357, and you will immediately be entered into the contest. And we're hopeful of actually being able to unveil that name prior to 6 o'clock this evening. So good luck to each of you. Thank you to Splash at Thrive City for this incredible event. We're very excited about it. Text PARTY to 20357.
Get it in now.
Yes.
Don't delay.
Don't wait. Don't, if you're driving, like, chill, but use Siri or something. But PARTY is today's keyword. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And you know what you're here for? Coming up next. Is it Colin Cowherd or is it Dan Dibley?
What?
We'll explain. That's next on 95.7 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
On 95.7 The Game.
I need to put this together real soon because we're sports fans, so we all have little idiosyncrasies and superstitions.
Okay.
And I ain't trying to, like, lose the Super Bowl again, but it was 2 years ago. That clip you just heard was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Cheryl Bosa. She came on, and we talked about her cooking for Nick while he was in a holdout. And that's when Dibs is like, what the hell did you cook for him? 7 steaks? And then she goes into the whole Wagyu thing. And then later on in the conversation, we asked about a breakfast. Like, what's breakfast for Nick? And she's like, I make him an omelet with broccoli and onions.
How big is the omelet?
So he said, how many eggs? And she said, 7. So I said, I got to try this. I'm no defensive lineman, but I got to try this. And I am a breakfast freak.
Like, could you imagine if that was during the egg shortage?
Oh, my God, yeah.
When 7 eggs would cost you $50?
I mean, Nick probably would have held out for even more. It's like, we got 7 eggs over here. Parag, come on. So anyway, I tried it, and I ate it, because I'm going to eat it. And I was surprised how, like, not difficult it was. It's a lot, but I love a big breakfast. So I was able to do it. But anyway, my point is I think that went well that season. The Niners went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was all in all a very positive season.
Last year, I did not do anything breakfast-wise Niner-related. This year, I believe we should try to get Cheryl Bosa on either next week or the week after. get her breakfast suggestion, and then I will cook it, film it, eat it, and post it.
Really quick, just as far as eggs go, like 3 scrambled eggs versus 3 fried eggs, I swear to God, it's an entirely different,
experience.
Level of being full. Like 3 scrambled eggs, I could eat that in like 2 bites.
Right.
And I don't feel satisfied at all.
There's something about scrambled eggs that's kind of like wilted sautéed spinach.
It's shrink.
Like, where the hell did it go?
Exactly.
I made 2 scrambled eggs this morning and it like barely filled my burrito. But I'm like, what? Where?
I like
where
rarely would make 3 fried eggs. I'll make 2 fried eggs and like that.
Yeah, 3 fried eggs is obnoxious.
It's a weird amount, right?
It's obnoxious.
But 3 scrambled eggs is still not close to enough
it's
for me.
Yeah. I don't know where it goes. I don't know where it goes. Have you ever tried, I did this last night, have you ever tried to make sautéed spinach for a party of 4?
Oh, you need like 3 bags.
I'm like, I don't have a pan that big. Like you get one of those big buckets of spinach at the store, and I put like at least half of it in there, and I'm like,
I need more.
Barely enough, and only because the kids don't really want vegetables. Like, if this were 4 adults, they'd be like, what kind of a serving is this? This is way too small.
Yeah.
I don't know where it goes. But anyway. So,
do you want to give out the keyword one more time?
Oh, I do. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're running out of time.
Yeah, we are. Oof, boy. Clock, clock, clock. the keyword is party. Text party to 20357 if you would like to meet Dan Dibley. Okay, text party.
That's the major draw here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you could do a fantasy draft and there'll be free food and an employee of Splash to Thrive City that's dedicated to only you. and it's in a private room and all of your friends are going to be there, but whatever. Dan Dibley, am I right?
Okay. Oh, I'm in.
All right. So text party to 20357. Dan Dibley could win at nothing, but you could.
Thanks.
All right. So text party. So 20357, and that is today's and the final keyword to get you in to win the Splash at Thrive City Fantasy Football Draft Party that we will attend next Tuesday, August 26th. And one last reminder that if your friends all live in Nevada and you're out of town or you work until 8, I don't know, like don't text. But if you can go and you think that some of your friends can go,
yeah,
then you should do this.
Make it worthwhile.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Have you all ever been to Splash at Thrive City?
It's amazing.
It's a vibe. And the food is phenomenal.
Yeah. And you've got, 5 minutes and 35 seconds to get that text in. Party to 20357.
That was stressful, the way you just said that. I felt threatened.
It's a race against the clock. That's all I'm saying.
Clock, clock.
So if you're driving and you're not going to be done in the next 5 minutes, pull off to the side and get that text in.
And then again, speaking of party, 4 to 9 today, Valkyrie's watch party in the streets. They're taking on the Phoenix Mercury, but it's going to be on the jumbo screen at the Front Street Entertainment Zone. This is at 240 Front Street, downtown San Francisco. Join for the evening. All kinds of stuff going on. Hype woman Ari Waller is going to be there as the MC. DJ Lady Ryan on the decks. There's going to be music from Noise Pop Industries. And you can drink in the streets. I know I saved the best for the last, but you can drink. Just walk around drinking on a Friday night.
Sounds great to me.
Well, okay. So there you go. All right. Who wore it better, Dibs or Colin Cowherd?
What do you mean?
Well, first of all, I get it. The Cowherd Show is locked into Willard and Dibs, and they're like, wow, that Greg Cosell guy really does one hell of a segment. It's one hell of an interview. Maybe we should get him on.
Oh.
So
take notes, Colin.
Cosell comes to Willie and Dibby, and in fact does it every week. Cowherd gets jealous. Cosell starts talking up Purdy. Cowherd goes, let me see if I can talk him down off of his fancy Purdy take, and then you'll see how it goes. Let's start with our own brethren. This is what Dan Dibley did on Wednesday with Greg Cosell of NFL Films.
You looked at the tape from Brock Purdy thoroughly last year. And super thoroughly, actually. I didn't want to undersell just how thoroughly your deep dive was. But when you reflect on his year last year, what are some of the takeaways that you have in areas where he needs to be a little bit better to get back to where he was 2 years ago?
You know, it's funny you say that. During the season, I can't watch, 250 dropbacks in a row of a quarterback. I have to each week watch games, as many as I can. But in the off season, I can watch 250 dropbacks over a 2 or 3 day period. And I got to tell you, I came away thinking that Purdy's really good. Now, I thought there were times he left the pocket too soon, and I thought that was one of the things that at times, he struggled with last year. But overall, to me, as a post-snap operator, in other words, when the ball snapped and it's in his hands, I think he's an outstanding post-snap operator. He sees the field intuitively. I think he's an elite processor. I think he creates timing and anticipation throws based on his immediate understanding of what he sees, and that allows him to throw with precise timing. I came away after watching everything about him that he's a really, really good quarterback who truly understands how to play the position at the NFL level.
Now, that's some high-quality radio, don't you think?
Oh, it was great.
Okay. Dibs came at him and kind of complimented him. It's a very friendly exchange. And then Cosell made some noises. He's like, and then he launched into a whole, like, as it turns out, they went 6-11, but I just want to let you know, Brock Purdy is awesome. Meantime, flash now down to L.A., where the jealous Colin Cowherd is listening to Dan Dibley interview Greg Cosell, knowing that just a week ago, Colin sat in a room with Nick Wright, victory lapped on the idea that Brock Purdy now sucks because they went 6-11 and Mike Sando does a QB
Tears
piece where Brock barely hangs on to tier two, as if that's some sort of a criticism. And so then they do this whole segment about, boy, those Brock Purdy fans are sure quiet. But then they catch word of Greg Cosell on Willard and Dibbs. And Cosell's like, well, actually, I watched Brock Purdy. I didn't get involved in some silly radio debate. I watched Brock Purdy. And I came away with, he's awesome. And so Colin goes to his people, and he says, we're going to need to get this Greg Cosell guy on. And I want you to focus on the question, because the question is like 7 minutes long. Would you like to hear someone lead the witness? Watch someone try to lead the witness and then have the witness not bite from the Colin Cowherd Show with Greg Cosell.
Brock Purdy, when the roster was younger, healthier, less brittle, was a really, really good quarterback. Last year, roster gets beat up. He's 1-6 against playoff teams. Right now, in camp, their wide receiving core is in complete shambles, and they open up against a pretty lively, athletic Seattle defense up in the Northwest. That's a tough opener. So when you looked at film last year of Purdy going 1-6 down the stretch against playoff teams, was it that he couldn't make certain throws? Was it that the yards after catch were limited? Like 1-6 from Purdy kind of jumps out at you when you look at his early success. Now, without Christian McCaffrey, it's a different offense. But what did the film say about Purdy last year when he had to start games with a patchwork group around him?
Well, it's funny you mentioned Purdy, because last week I watched 250 dropbacks of Purdy over a 2 day period. Purdy is a really good quarterback, Colin. The thing with Purdy is he's not Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes. He's not necessarily the kind of quarterback, even though he does have mobility, that's going to make those kinds of plays by himself that we think of, that a Mahomes makes, an Allen makes, a Lamar makes. He certainly doesn't navigate the pocket the way a Joe Burrow does. But in terms of being what we call a post-snap operator, in other words, when he takes the snap, he has such an intuitive feel for what he sees.
sees, and therefore he's a really, really good timing and anticipation thrower. It's just innate to him. He sees it really quickly. So Purdy is a high-level post-snap operator. He's a really, really good player. You know, it gets to that old question of how many quarterbacks, Colin, and you can go back years and years, are really great when their team's not very good. I mean, that's, you know, Purdy is a really good quarterback. He's just not a dynamic athlete who's necessarily going to make those kind of special plays on his own. But as a pocket quarterback, he's pretty high level.
Boy, too bad Jason McIntyre's not on the show today. He'd be doing backflips after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
I'll take Dibby. I'll take Dibby. Like, so Colin essentially spends no less than about a minute and 12 seconds. Remember, here was the question. So is Brock got a poor arm, or is he just not that good at all? Like, basically, he gave Cosell these options of does he suck or does he suck a lot when you don't give him amazeballs around him. And Greg goes, that's interesting that you brought it up, Colin, because here's I did something different than what you and Nick Wright and everybody's doing in this situation. I watched. I watched. And then
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And decided I found out that he's really good.
I love that Greg Cosell's answer doesn't change based on the environment that he's in.
It's the exact same answer.
Like, I was keeping track of, like, the phrases that he used. He began to answer Dibbs' question by saying, it's funny you say that. He began to answer Colin's question by saying, it's funny you mention Purdy.
Super funny.
He said post-snap operator no fewer than 12 times in those two clips. He said multiple times he's a really, really good quarterback and a really, really good player. The number of times he said anticipation and understands what he sees, it was the same exact answer, and it was completely different questions. I love that Greg Cosell isn't swayed by who's asking the question. Nope. He just tells it how it is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they tried to lead the witness, and the witness was like,
nah.
Here's what I saw. I was there. Like, this made me feel like my cousin Vinny. Like, I was there. I was in the parking lot, and I watched what I watched, and I don't care that you're over there trying to lead the witness. Like, I saw what I saw.
This,
there you go. That's what it would have been amazing if Jared Jones was in My Cousin Vinny. That would have really, really. No, Ken, you don't like that?
The two Utes.
What is a Ute? Anyway, yeah. So you're right. Cosell totally tries to get led to water, and he's like, I'm not drinking that.
No.
I'm not drinking your Kool-Aid.
Actually, Colin, it's funny you say that because he's great. Sorry.
Colin, it's really funny that you ask why Brock Purdy's so bad, because he's not. So there's that. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. I mean, we were asking earlier, and sure, there's somewhere in the middle of this question is the answer, I guess, but, you know, the Niners paying Brock Purdy, were they forced to? Like, did they have to or did they want to? And you kind of were like, they want to, you know, which is, on some level, a correct answer. I don't think that
on some level.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not like you jump out of your pants to go sign anyone for over $50 million, unless it truly is Josh Allen or Jaden Daniels
Joe
or someone
Burrow.
Where you're just like losing your mind over it. But I mean, take this kind of an idea to, I don't know, how about anybody who's ever proposed to anybody or anybody who's ever been in any sort of a serious relationship. And I know that's not totally fair because a serious relationship is born out of falling in love with someone and then it gets blind and it's not like you're sitting there like they do on TV, like The Bachelor, where you actually have a bunch of people in front of you and you're like, I'll select. Like, it's not, that's not how we live the life. But whoever this is, if you decide there's a real solid future there, strong, happy, productive, wonderful future there. Dude, you go put the ring on that. You go do that with excitement. And it does not need to be the best looking person that you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you, part of the motivation is so you don't die alone.
Well, that's one way to look at it. I mean, yeah, well, look.
You do it. You're not going to propose to somebody a ring or a contract if you don't love them to a certain degree, but you're also doing it because, well, I'd rather be with somebody than not.
I don't know, man. You've never done this before.
I have not done it before.
Don't worry. I do it all the time. Anyway, point is that, like, you should be really, really excited about it.
I think they were.
And by the way, advice from someone who shouldn't be giving it, if in theory you are doing it out of fear, if
well,
that's,
then you shouldn't be doing
you
it.
You shouldn't do it.
But that's a little bit in this Purdy Niners example is all I'm saying.
How many women have you known in your world who are like, I'm going to do this because I want to have a baby? Not because I'm excited about it, but because I'm running out of time and I would like to have children. And I don't love those percentages.
Yeah.
I don't love any percentages when it comes to this subject, as it turns out. But Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't, in a perfect world, you don't want to be driven by that. And I don't think that the 49ers were being driven by fear when it comes to this deal.
They were being driven by fear of, if we don't have this guy, then who are we going to have? But that's part of the reason why, I mean, part of the fear is, I would rather have this guy than not.
Yes.
Like, and that's a compliment to Brock more than anything else. But there is the fear in the back of your mind, even if I'm certain that this guy isn't one of the five best quarterbacks on the face of the earth, I'd still rather have him than not.
I mean, I guess there's always some fear in the back of your mind. Like, you can't be certain of anything. It's no different than any first-round draft pick, right? Like,
yeah.
You've decided that this person is going to be really good, and almost half of the teams and half of the picks are wrong. So, sure, that's what I mean. On some level, the 49ers had to be like, this is a lot of money. We got to rework some things. We're going to have to let some people go. Are we super sure? I'm sure that they've had that conversation multiple times.
And they probably felt that way for a couple of years now.
Yeah. But I largely think that it was more driven by excitement. They have somebody who is in his early to mid-20s who they don't even have to sit there and think they can win with them. They already know.
Well, and this conversation, this decision, right, that the Niners make and that any team makes when it comes to paying a quarterback is not made in a vacuum. It's not just, do we want Brock for 50-whatever million a year or whatever the other option is? It's, do we want Brock at $50 million a year? And that means saying bye to Dre Greenlaw, Talanoa Hufanga, all the other players. And if the decision is still yes, that tells you all you need to know about how they feel about that player. Because not just Purdy and the money or Mac Jones and that less money. It's Purdy and the money and saying bye to these other players you really love.
I mean, I would like to think that there you do always have options. And I thought that this was a ludicrous idea, but not everybody did. You could have gone and get Sam Darnold for cheaper. You could have.
Yeah, you could have.
You're allowed to. You know what I mean?
Well, like somebody in a year from now is going to sign Mac Jones, and he's probably going to be their starting quarterback next year.
You think?
Probably.
That's
what happened to Sam Darnold. He was the backup of the Niners, did not play, signed, not a big deal, but got a chance to be a starter while he was going to be a backup.
Yeah, he wasn't going to be a starter, though. He was going to compete. He was going to be a stopgap.
We weren't sure if he was going to play or not, and then J.J. McCarthy got hurt.
Well, if you draft someone seventh overall.
But we have a little more evidence of this sort of thing working out, at least in the short term, for a team now.
We do.
I would imagine Mac Jones will be signed somewhere with at least the chance to win a starting job in camp.
I would argue that depends on what happens with him this year. What if he doesn't play?
Well, Darnold didn't play.
He got one game, and he lost it.
Meaningless game in terms of wins and losses. But.
Yeah,
he got that one game at the very end of the regular season. You're right.
Right. And again, was signed to probably, like most guys, J.J. McCarthy with Minnesota, I would bet their plan was, we're going to stick Sam out there for a month and a half.
Although, speaking of Mac Jones, and appreciate the 916 on the Boxer and Gerson working injury attorney's text line, Mac actually signed a two-year deal with the Niners.
Yeah, but is it guaranteed? You know what I mean? Like, the Niners could move on from him.
A little more than half was guaranteed at signing. I don't know how much is guaranteed this year versus next.
I think, remember now, Mac Jones already was a backup. Mac Jones was in Jacksonville and contracted to be a backup. I think that's where Mac is right now. And I would argue he probably stays there until he gets an opportunity to show someone otherwise. You know, he's already had a chance to start, and it didn't look very good. I don't think he was in the greatest spot.
But I think a pathway for teams that are kind of in the middle and that are looking, that have a decent team but need a quarterback, yet don't have maybe a super high draft pick or don't have a young guy that they really want to give a chance to yet, the market for those teams are previously highly drafted quarterbacks that have kind of flamed out and have had a couple years out of the spotlight and see if they're good suddenly.
It's possible.
Baker Mayfield, Geno Smith, Sam Darnold.
Yeah, Geno Smith, that was a wild one. Everybody thought that career was done.
Yeah.
All right, coming up tonight at 7, it's the Valkyries and the Phoenix Mercury. Playoff implications everywhere. They are currently the 7th seed, but it's tight. The game is right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. You download the app, you search Valkyries. We're also sponsored by Cars for Kids, Cars with a K. Adam Rank, NFL Network. This is NFL analysis and beyond. Fantasy as well. He's a total expert. Yes, he once said the Niners would go 3-13, and they ended up in the Super Bowl. Okay, Adam is a ton of fun, and he is going to join us next. Grandy is in for dibs on Willard and Dibs.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.